Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation and Happy New Year! Now, if you're anything like us, you're sweating out cheap champagne from last night. Don't worry. We're in this struggle together.
Yes.
So let's get to it, man.
Yes.
We got a lot of stuff to get to. Later on the show, we're going to tell you what megastar turned down a role in Beauty of the Beast.
Oh.
Plus, what major change did Kerry Washington make for her kids? We're going to get down to all that. But first, you know, being it's the first day of the year, you think about a lot of firsts. First kiss.
Yes.
First love.
Yeah.
First car. So, let's talk about celebrities' first cars.
Okay.
So, Ludacris, friend of the show. He's been on Dish Nation a few times. Do you know the first car he ever bought himself was an Acura Legend?
Yeah.
And he put tons of miles on it.
And he still has it.
Yeah, he used it on his album cover.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
He's on his album cover, but there's a nice big old jet by it, too.
Wow. Yeah.
Right.
He says he drove it to the jet, but that car has over 250,000 miles on it.
You know what? Acura needs to be popular again.
Yes.
You can put that many miles and it still run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a good car.
So Jay Seinfeld, he's rolling in money. He has one of the world's largest collections of Porsches in the world. But you know what his first car was?
What?
A Volkswagen Beetle, 1977 edition.
Oh, Herbie.
Aww. Little goofy-looking car.
let's talk about the former president of the United States, Barack Obama. Before he had, like, a whole bunch of Secret Service dudes driving around in town cars, his first car was a little less than presidential. It was a Ford Granada.
Wow. So that looked like the car Kennedy got shot in.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
You know, and being in Chicago, that could have been the car he got shot in.
Hello?
But, you know, thank God. Scarlett Johansson, you know she's rolling in dough, and she admits that she regrets buying a BMW Z4 as her first car. She says it was too fast and too wild. She ended up wrecking it.
Oh.
Oh, Lord.
She said the airbag saved her life, though.
Really?
Yeah, when you're
and
young.
And those things that come out of the front.
Her, right. Her own personal airbag.
Well, she's blessed. Yes. Now, if you was to take a wild guess at what kind of car Vin Diesel would probably be driving, you know, as his first car, what would you say?
Probably a Cougar.
Well, his first car was actually a 1978 Chevy Monte Carlo. He bought it at an auction for $175, right? So as he's riding down the road, he was looking out the back window, realized there was smoke coming from it. He purchased the lemon.
Mm-mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
Those Monte Carlos used to be really popular.
I was just getting ready to say everybody wanted a Monte Carlo.
Everybody wanted a Monte Carlo.
Put rims on it to put you a 10-inch speak in the back.
Mm-hmm. You good to go.
What? Change out the radio system in
what?
The front.
The kind where you pop it off and take it with you.
So nobody steal it.
Exactly. Neighborhoods was everything. Yeah, do some upgrades.
Yes.
My first car was a 1986 Dodge Omni, and it taught me everything about cars. Everything that could have possibly happened or went wrong. Went wrong. Like the muffler fell off, windshield wiper, motor stopped working. Like the battery acid was leaking from the battery and it burnt a hole in the floorboard of the car.
Dang.
There was one point in time where I literally could have pulled a Fred Flintstone and stuck my feet through the bottom
and
of the car.
Damn.
Block.
Oh my God.
I loved and hated that car.
Humble beginnings.
Yes.
Humble. Yes.
Margot Robbie, who we just saw playing Tonya Harding, is either extremely humble or extremely delusional, y'all.
Ooh.
Now, we were all introduced, y'all, to Miss Margot Robbie, honey, alongside Leonardo DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street. And even though, y'all, the film script called for the hottest blonde ever, Miss Margot says, honey, when she landed the role, she still wasn't sure that she was the right fit.
Really? She questioned that?
Yeah, but who could have been the hottest blonde?
She was pretty hot.
Robbie's pretty on fire. Like,
yeah.
I would take her to the Million Man March.
Well, Margot tells Wonderland Magazine, quote, it was so high-tempo sexy. She said, I was accurately aware that the line, honey, in the screenplay was the hottest blonde ever. She said, I'm clearly not the hottest blonde ever. I was just terrified that people would see the movie and think, she's not that great.
That is a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're thinking about the fact you have Sharon Stone, you got,
you got Pamela Anderson.
Madonna, Pamela Anderson, all these other traditional hot blondes, and then you're a new actress, and they label you as the hottest blonde ever, that could be a little hard.
But for the year that movie came out, she lived up to all the hype. But
she did.
But personally, I don't think anyone ever would want to have to, like, face that type of, like, you know, expectation.
But anyway, y'all, but overall, honey, Margo said it's frustrating when her looks get more attention than her actual role.
That's not a horrible problem to have, that you're beautiful.
You're beautiful. Have you experienced it?
No, I don't really think I'm beautiful like that, and I haven't experienced it, but hopefully the package deal, hopefully the talent and the looks have helped.
You're being very modest, because they don't just throw just adequate-looking people on the cover of Smooth Magazine.
Don't do that.
That's right. That's true.
Don't do that. Moving on, it's 2018, and Hollywood is still behind on the times, y'all. Well, Issa Rae, Shonda Rhimes, and Ava DuVernay are just a few of the women who've become great role models for the representation of women in television. But according to the Center for the Study of Women in Television and Film at San Diego State, 68% of the show's cast include more men than women. Female characters only accounted for 42% of all speaking characters. Latinas are majorly underrepresented, accounting for only 5% of all speaking women characters. Also, women characters were less likely to be seen working or at work and were even more likely to have personal life-oriented roles like a mother or a wife.
Yeah, that is definitely true.
That's so true.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of female bosses on these shows at all. But 5% Latinas, might as well not even put them in the movie.
Right?
My goodness.
But the gap seems like it's closing. If you said like 42% well, like women,
hey, Craig, say, you wouldn't have seen enough of y'all.
But I think women also would like to see men.
Y'all we'll already there. Y'all runs. Been there for the longest. Well, we could use a few more roles.
I would like to see more women as well.
Well, then act like it.
I know where to go see women. I have the entire internet.
We ain't talking about the brothels.
We're not talking about your search on Lamar. Pornhub.
All right, y'all, so there's an epidemic going down on Facebook.
What is it?
Facebook facelifts.
Oh, that's Lord. Cute.
Now, everybody wants to try to look fly and look their best at all times.
Right.
And they're saying that social media sparked a 15% rise in face and neck lifts so women could get the perfect look for their selfies.
Oh, come on. I hate when people start messing with their face.
The most sought-after face shape is Megan Fox's perfect diamond-shaped face. They say she has the picture-perfect face. High cheekbones, slim face, narrow jawline, and chin.
She does now. Go look up her old picture.
Okay.
She went and got the diamond face.
Oh, that's she got work done?
Yes. So show me somebody who had the diamond face already. Why are you trying to call it perfect?
Some of these people, in my opinion, are mediocre at best. But this person isn't. Let's talk about Rihanna.
Oh.
They say she's the second most sought-after face because she has that oval shape.
Yes, her face is very beautiful.
I saw pumpkin face with Rihanna.
Not pumpkin.
If she turns sideways and is eating a piece of pizza, she got the Pac-Man profile. Like, I mean, it's all up for manipulation. Third is a heart-shaped face like Scarlett Johansson. And the fourth most popular is the squared face of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, she definitely has a square face. Yes, Angelina Jolie.
Now, the rise of this whole movement has been being driven by, like, picture filters. You know how you can, like, kind of change the shape of your face?
But normally you change the shape of your face on Snapchat acts to be funny, not like an ideal
right,
look.
Not for real.
Right.
Now, there was somebody who I only would see on Snapchat and Instagram, and they came to one of my parties.
No.
And I didn't even recognize that person.
Are you serious?
Really?
It's like, yo, I'm blah, blah, blah from Instagram. I'm like,
no, you're
not.
Where are those highlights?
Right.
Where's your green eyes?
Halo.
All right, y'all. Well, Kerry Washington with her beautiful self has gone all natural for her kids.
Oh,
okay, recently, Kerry Washington has been rocking the natural hairstyles instead of weaves or relaxers, and she tells Allure that becoming a mom of her two kids has inspired her to stop straightening out her hair.
Oh.
And go for a more natural look.
But that's also the type of stuff you can do in the off season.
When you're not on
you're
TV,
not on
right?
Show right now.
That's so true. Well, she says, I want them to know that their hair is perfect as it is. They don't have to change it or straighten it. They can, but they don't have to.
For my kids, I would definitely wear less makeup. Like, on my off time, I would definitely try to make sure I'm not giving them the TV face at home all the time.
Well,
like
that's a good thing, and that's something different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I could do that. I could do that. The weave, they just going to have to look. The mama like wigs. Okay? And they just what it is. Now, you do what you want with your little hair, and I'm going to do what I want with mine.
After the break, I will tell you which celebrity wanted no part in A Tale As Old As Time. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, if you were to cast Beyonce in the live-action Beauty and the Beast, which role would you give her?
Beauty.
Oh, y'all didn't even hesitate.
Not at all.
I've never seen the movie, but that's the most logical.
So the film's director, Bill Condon, recently revealed, y'all, that he offered Beyonce a part in his Beauty and the Beast live-action movie, which starred Miss Emma Watson as Belle, but Beyonce declined the role because it wasn't big enough.
Mm. Wait, so what role did he want her to play?
Girl, you really want to know?
Yeah.
So here it goes, honey. Bill Condon told Yahoo that Beyonce would have been a good feather duster.
Feather duster?
Yes, but she should have been cleaning up.
That's why she paid him dust.
Okay.
Well, no wonder she didn't want the part. I wouldn't have wanted that either.
She should have been happy what she got and took it, though.
Not after I played a lead role in a major film.
And she was the star of Dreamgirls. So he know he tried that, okay? Well, come again, sir.
Yeah, it's like he tried to play her by giving her such a small role.
Yeah.
That would have made more people come to see if they knew Beyonce was in it.
And that would have been cute. She would have been Beauty and Jay-Z would have been the Beast.
They ain't saying nothing about casting Jay-Z as the Beast.
Put him in there.
Shade. Well, y'all, Hollywood is a small town, and believe it or not, there are a lot of stars who dated before they were even famous or knew that each other would be famous.
Like who? Ooh.
Well, Angela Bassett and Courtney B. Vance met as acting students at Yale in the early 80s. Now, over 30 years later, Angela gets to be the woman who rocks Courtney's chain.
Oh. I bet you Christmas at that house was lit.
What?
That's a lot of Hollywood money.
Yes. They ain't been together that long?
Yes.
Wow, I love that.
That's what you call soulmates.
Yeah, we don't talk about their relationship enough because they are the ones who have set the standard, huh?
Right, exactly.
They're a cute power couple. Anyway, Justin Timberlake has had a piece of Fergie's Lovely Lady Lumps. The same year NSYNC released his debut album, and before Fergie was even a Black Eyed Pea, they dated when Justin was only 16 and Fergie was 23.
Ooh, how come Fergie didn't go to jail?
I don't know.
Because if the shoe was on the other foot, guy would have been in cuffs.
Right. That's
Well, Paula Patton and Robin Thicke are divorced now, but they first met when they were in high school. She was 16 and he was 14 in the early 90s, and they married in 2005.
And they were such a good couple.
I really loved them together.
Yes.
But do you realize how like dope of a person he would have been to pull a chick that hot at 14?
At 14.
Yeah. He must have been a sweetheart.
She must have been
a sweetheart. Yes, you did.
She gets some of that growing pains coin.
Yeah, he wasn't just no regular 14-year-old.
No. Not at all. Growing pains change.
Right.
Well, before Ashton Kutcher was Mr. Mila Kunis or Mr. Demi Moore, he was Mr. January Jones. They dated from 1998 to 2001, and according to January, he wasn't very supportive of her acting and actually had the nerve to tell her, I don't think you're going to be good at this.
The dude who made the movie Dude, Where's My Car? Told somebody that they wasn't going to be good at acting?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, before Ryan Reynolds became a Hollywood heartthrob, he worked with Melissa Joan Hart on Sabrina the Teenage Witch and tried to woo her by giving her a beluga watch. Melissa says he was 17 and she was 19, and she thought he was too young for her, but when he gave her the watch, she just grabbed him and started kissing him.
I mean, but did you peep how much cougar life action you had going on in these stories? Like, most of these chicks were, at the bare minimum, 2 years older than the dudes, if not older.
When we were younger, that's kind of what you used to do, actually. Yeah.
Right.
You're fit. Yeah, if you were like 16, you probably were with a 13-year-old.
What?
Yes.
You know when you was younger, you wanted an older boyfriend.
No, I'm talking about, well, not until, you didn't want an older boyfriend until you were older, until like I was 17. Then I wanted like the 20-something. But when I was like early teens, 13, mm-mm, I'm all the way with an 11-year-old. We together.
No.
You want somebody you can cheat on and have curfew?
No. Crazy. No.
I can't fish with it.
All right, man, coming up, it's not unusual to ask Alfonso Ribeiro to do the car, but it is unusual for him to say yes. We'll tell you why after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, welcome back to Dish Nation.
No!
Is that dance I'm clumsily trying to do?
Kinda.
Yeah, that's the Carlton. Alfonso Ribeiro is ready to retire that.
That was the Carlton?
Yeah, it was the Carlton.
That was
edited
the,
for television.
You gotta get your little rock on.
Okay, yeah. So it's been over 20 years since Alfonso Ribeiro played Carlton on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and people are still asking him to do that dance.
Of course. So well, that's his signature move.
He kind of bodied it.
He can't live without doing
it. That's his version of the, did I do that? Like,
yeah.
You just expect it.
Yeah.
But anyway, he says on some days, if he isn't in a good mood, he'll make people feel uncomfortable by responding with, you do realize you just asked a black man to dance for you, right?
Oh, come on, not the race card.
Yeah, so he also says why he doesn't want to take away people's enjoyment of the moment. He's not a dancing puppet and suggests that instead of fans asking him to dance, they can just sit there and not ask. Because the reality is, he's not going to do it anyway.
All the right. Best thing to do if you see a guy like that is to go up to him and then you do it. You know, and be like, is this how it goes? You know. Like, but don't ask him to dance.
And he's sure gonna be like,
he's gonna probably roll his eyes and walk off.
Yeah.
Oh, head crack. I know you gotta be sick of fans asking you one thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, freestyle.
No, about your dreads.
Nah, I don't get that as much as like, hey, do a freestyle. Do a freestyle for me right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Because all I get from people who know you is, where his dreads? Why'd he cut his dreads? What made him cut his dreads? I'm like, I don't know. I didn't, like, do a whole questionnaire on him and his dreads.
Probably number two.
And Gary, they always want me, tell Gary he's a mess. That's the number one statement. Tell Gary he is a mess.
Yo, particularly when I be at Costco, people be like, you tell that Portia she don't have to fight all those people.
Yes.
Really, these old people keep watching the same episode of Real Housewives.
I mean,
they think you're an MMA person.
Right. I'm like, that was years ago. Well, it's time for
What the Fashion?
That's right. Cindy Crawford's son, Presley Gerber, hit the runway for the Bottega Veneta Springs 2018 line. And he's bringing back a particular accessory that I know you love, Gary.
Oh, yes.
The man purse.
Oh, I don't even have mine today. God.
I know.
Yes. You can't have a hoodie and a man purse. You have to pick
one. Yeah, you got to pick one or the other, bro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, pick a struggle.
You keep it street today.
So the fashion designer explained, the goal of this line is to inspire happiness because things are a little tough for us all. So we need something in the morning to get us going.
What about cargo pants or a jacket with multiple pockets?
Or just
a backpack, perhaps?
Nah.
That's such a bag at most.
Mm-mm. Just call it a bag.
Hey, Craig, I bet you could pull it off.
Nah.
We just happen to have one right by your feet. Pick it up.
Pick it up.
Boom! No, we didn't say flex with it.
Oh, it's beautiful, too.
It looks so nice with your skin tone.
I don't know.
Hey, Craig, just hold it. No!
Yeah. All right, y'all. Gerard Butler has a secret talent, and it's not how to bang the most chicks in the least amount of time. Coming up next. Well, Gerard Butler has a secret talent.
What? He could tumble at night?
What? No, Gary, when BuzzFeed asked Gerard to describe that talent, he said, I don't have many talents, but one of them would be my belly wobble, which with age has dramatically decreased. But I do a belly wobble. I have a lot of control in my stomach muscles, but I used to be able to pull it right in so you could put both fists right in here. It's more like a knuckle now.
He need to teach a class on that, because I would love that now to suck my damn stomach in and...
Yeah, that's some major suck-in skills right there. Do y'all have secret talents?
Not on that level.
I can put my leg behind my head.
Really?
Let's see.
Right now?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do that.
Why wouldn't you?
I'll show y'all later.
Promise?
Never mind. That's
What's your secret power? Do you cling both of your bracelets together and turn into Wonder Woman?
No. I don't have any super talents.
What would you put on Tinder if you were on a dating site? What would your talent be?
I know how to play dead.
Oh, God. Never mind. Just forget it. Your Porsche is boring.
I know how to play dead fish.
Okay.
That's what it is. Porsche says she's a lazy She just likes to lay. Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.